It's 4:32. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. A Northwest Iowa city discharging untreated wastewater into the Little Sioux River has contracted with a manure hauler to stop the releases. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says the hauler is pumping wastewater from the city of Quimby's lift station into a tanker and transporting it across the river into the city's lagoon. State environmental officials estimate at least 15,000 gallons of untreated wastewater was going into the river each day from a city sewer line break. The river has been above minor flood stage this past week. Tom Roos with the DNR says it likely diluted the wastewater, avoiding any environmental impacts like a fish kill.
We don't anticipate any type of fish kill or any other significant environmental impacts from it.
Quimby's wastewater operator declined to comment. The attorney for former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad is asking the state Supreme Court to stop a trial now in its third day. Branstad attorney Frank Hardy says the trial judge is allowing Christopher Godfrey to put on trial Branstad's positions on gay marriage and the Republican Party's, quote, anti-gay views. Branstad and two former staffers were sued by Christopher Godfrey, a former workers' compensation commissioner. Godfrey claims he was pressured to quit after Branstad took over in 2010 and his pay was cut by a third. Godfrey says it's because he is gay. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.